How did you get out of that? Asked Harry.
Wouldn't have done if a limp hadn't been there, said Hagrid. She pulled out her wand and did some of the fastest spell work I've ever seen. Ruddy marvellous. Hit the two holding me right in the eyes with conjunctivitis curses, and they dropped me straight away. But we were in trouble then, 'cause we'd use magic against them, and that's what giants hate about wizards. We had to leg it, and we knew there was no way we was going to be able to march into camp again.
Blimey, Hagrid, said Ron quietly. So how come it's taken you so long to get home if you were only there for 3 days? Asked Hermione.
We didn't leave after 3 days, said Hagrid, looking outraged. Dumbledore was relying on us.
But you've just said there was no way you could go back.
Not by daylight. We couldn't know. We just had to rethink a bit. Spent a couple of days lying low up in the cave and watching, and what we saw wasn't good.
Did he rip off more heads? Asked Hermione, sounding squeamish.
No, said Hagrid. I wish he had.
What do you mean?
I mean we soon found out he didn't object to all wizards, just us.
Death Eaters? Said Harry quickly.
Yep, said Hagrid darkly. Couple of them were visiting him every day, bringing gifts to the Gurg, and he wasn't dangling them upside down.
How do you know they were Death Eaters? Said Ron.
Because I recognised one of them,
Hagrid growled.
McNair, remember him? Bloke they sent to kill Buckbeak. Maniac he is. Likes killing as much as Golgamath. No wonder they were getting on so well.
So McNair's persuaded the giants to join you-know-who, said Hermione desperately.
Hold your hippogriffs. I haven't finished my story yet,
said Hagrid indignantly, who, considering he had not wanted to tell them anything in the first place, now seemed to be rather enjoying himself.
Me and the limp talked it over and we agreed. Just 'cause the Gurg looked like favouring you-know-who didn't mean all of them would. We had to try and persuade some of the others, the ones who hadn't wanted Golgamath as Gurg.
How could you tell which ones they were? Asked Ron.
Well, they were the ones being beaten to a pulp, weren't they?
Said Hagrid patiently.
The ones with any sense were keeping out of Golgamath's way, hiding out in caves round the gully just like we were. So we decided we'd go poking round the caves by night and see if we couldn't persuade a few of them.
You went poking round dark caves looking for giants? Said Ron with awed respect in his voice.
Well, it wasn't the giants who worried us most, said Hagrid. We were more concerned about the Death Eaters. Dumbledore had told us before we went not to tangle with them if we could avoid it. And the trouble is, they knew we was around. Spec Golgamath told him about us. At night, when the giants were sleeping and we wanted to be creeping into the caves, McNair and the other one were sneaking round the mountains looking for us. I was hard put to stop a limp jumping out at them, said Hagrid, the corners of his mouth lifting his wild beard. She was raring to attack them. She's something when she's roused, the limp. Fiery, you know. Spect it's the French in her.
Hagrid gazed misty-eyed into the fire. Harry allowed him 30 seconds reminiscence before clearing his throat loudly. So what happened? Did you ever get near any of the other giants?
What? Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, on the third night after Cargus was killed, we crept out of the cave we'd been hiding in and headed back down into the gully, keeping our eyes keen for the Death Eaters. Got inside a few of the caves, no go. Then, in about the sixth one, we found 3 giants hiding.
Cave must have been cramped, said Ron.
Wasn't room to swing a needle, said Hagrid.
Didn't they attack you when they saw you? Asked Hermione.
Probably would have done if they'd been in any condition, said Hagrid. But they was badly hurt, all 3 of them. Golgamath's lot had beaten them unconscious. They'd woken up and crawled into the nearest shelter they could find. Anyway, one of them had a bit of English, and he translated for the others. And what we had to say didn't seem to go down too badly, so we kept going back, visiting the wounded. I reckon we had about 6 or 7 of them convinced at one point.
6 or 7? Said Ron eagerly. Well, that's not bad. Are they going to come over here and start fighting you-know-who with us? But Hermione said, What do you mean, at one point? Hagrid.